Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pets Radio. Be a toucan, not a two won't.
Hey everyone, are you in Sydney on the 2nd or 3rd of Feb and want to see what me, Jack, Adam and our good friend Joel Dusha look like in the flesh? Then why not come see us at the Chippendale Hotel? Tickets are available in the show notes, seating is very limited, so get in while you can. Also, some listeners may find this week's episode a bit distressing, so listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to episode 20 of Hus Firma Pride, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. Previously...
Edric, you turn around, Cassius, you can just see like the gore, like speckles of gore, like across his chest and up reaching across his face.
I'd like to continue with my set of denial and be like, how are you feeling? With a smile.
Does it look like anything's changed?
Nothing appears
look
to
at the
have
map.
Changed.
Look at the map.
Yeah, I'll take the map and the note.
You can read the note. If you attack anyone I have not designated, I will flay the flesh. Mm. From your bones.
Shouldn't have left! I shouldn't have left! Ah!
So, is this note, is this definite confirmation that the elves and drow are working together, or is this more that we're looking for a trade?
Seems like effectively that they're at least in communication with one another. Like.
We never spent a night together. I don't know why you have a tattoo of me on your arm.
I'm fine.
Okay, I will not push from there. I just want it known that I care enough to ask, but not enough to push.
Why do you only go with the first thing that works?
Fine, right. Weapons.
Hey,
weapons.
Draw some weapons. I was thinking weapons. Draw some armor or weapons.
Yes.
Have we got several different...
What do you want to paint? What type of armor or weapon?
Full metal.
Full metal
jacket.
A healing salve?
Yeah.
What do you want the healing salve to do?
I want it to...
Fix the fire stuff.
Zilly, you put the finishing touches on your painting and...
A small salve of what you presume is something that will fix the burn victims appears.
Oh, let's... Oh, God.
Draw another.
I like to continue to draw that while these two bug legs go and, like, use it.
Worm! Cow!
You can't fail, do a dragon.
You fail the second time. But you have the first salve. Maybe you get Zira to help you out with this. As soon as this salve touches the wounds disappear as if they never existed.
I spare a moment of thought that if we'd figured this out quicker, we could have saved Mistra.
Yeah. Could we save Mistra now?
No, she's dead.
Mm. I don't want to think that.
I don't want to wait for our lives to be over.
I'm not going to think that at all. Nope.
Can we just try a little bit and see what happens?
A little bit of what?
A little bit of Slav. Slav.
Well, yeah, no, like I said, as soon as...
No, she means on Mistra.
Oh,
does at least her skin heal?
Her skin heals, but it doesn't stop her.
We should at least give her a decent burial.
Yeah, like
that's
for
nice.
A burial, she can.
Hey,
she can look.
It's a win for us.
Okay, all right.
Fail again.
What else can we do?
Sorry. I thought you were just producing that self.
Can we get someone else to do it?
Right. You can ask
artist.
Someone else if you want.
Yeah, can we find the best artist?
Please don't have someone who is better than me.
Nordic people. Artistry isn't really what they do.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, just make enough to.
All right. Yeah, keep going.
Heal everyone.
Should we use it for something else?
Fail. This is 10 minutes every time. Fail.
Can we either continue this until we use up all the paint or we cure all the people?
Yeah.
Cool.
So we'll just keep at it until we have enough salve. However long that takes, we'll wait.
You ask, Zilly, do you reckon you could recreate this paint?
Adam, could I recreate this paint?
Whatever magic made this is...
Beyond, like,
is
well
way
beyond,
beyond
us.
You, yeah. I'm going to say you make enough salve to... Like, not everyone who has been wounded... not everyone who is in these things... It's like, some of it is poison from drow weapons.
So but the burns.
Anyone who has been burnt is fine.
All right.
Are we kind of loved by the town a little bit?
Well, yeah, there's like... They were reveling, like, fucking drow dead.
And I was going to be like, let's kill them all and move on.
A lot of people... A lot of people just, like, were brought back. So it was, the breakdown was...
Yeah.
I can find it. 15 able to fight, 10 mobile, 40 incapacitated. It's now 10 incapacitated.
Woo!
30 capable of fighting.
Yes.
And...
Enough to defend the town now.
25 who are just mobile.
Enough to
go to Lockfort.
Run train on Lockfort. Oh, yes. Escape to Lockfort. Probably cleverer. Lockfort is far more secure.
Any horses? How many horses do we have in this?
Can we fix some horses?
A hot zero. Have a lot of horse soup if you want it.
Let's reconstitute a horse out of soup.
How much paint do we have left?
Zero. That's it.
It's going to be a wooden horse.
You've used up all the paint.
Hey, that. I'm just curious. What kind of fucking paint horses?
Oh, my God.
There you go. Everybody on.
Oh, wait. All right. Let's put the easel back in there.
Hey, you know what it could have made if you had made a bit more successes?
What?
Cart. Carts?
Yeah, that's out of wood.
Hey, I'd rather heal.
He can shape wood, though. He can shape wood out of the one. The
I can!
Yeah, I said, can you shape wood out of the cow?
The cow, the worm, and.
They have wooden barriers, by the way. Oh. You know, they have woodsmiths still.
No, but
they
there was
make
no wood.
Some carts. There's plenty of wood used for the defenses.
I grab Bertram and.
Well, not if they're
going to
escape,
guards.
Are they?
Well, they don't need a fucking wooden cow, Adam.
Can we just get like a town meeting?
Yeah.
And be just like,
You can
town.
Talk with some of the leaders, yeah.
And just be like, right, this is what we're proposing. We are proposing to, unfortunately, abandon this town. And we move our wounded and our sick, along with everyone and everything that we can carry, all the way to Lockfort. We will provide the guard. From there, we will be able to at least keep us safe. And then myself,
Cassius,
and Zilly are going to go and take the fight to the drow. And... What happened to Daniel?
Hi.
Daniel's probably Where's fucked Daniel? Up. Well, we don't care about him.
I don't give last a time fuck you where Daniel is.
You say that?
We probably do though.
Okay.
We do though. We don't.
Oh no, he told you he was going to the thing. Still roll for life.
He went to the orphanage.
Yeah, he told you, but
what's he
Cassius
been doing?
What
we've been
mean
like, where?
No, I just said
sick.
I don't give a
we're
fuck where Daniel is.
Oh, you said I don't know.
No, they were like, where's Daniel? Like, I don't give a fuck where Daniel is.
Okay. Well, yeah, he said he was going to that was like for an hour ago.
Yeah, I'm like, and any able-bodied men that might want to come to
3 hours ago.
Yeah. And any able-bodied men that want to come to the Underdark and fuck some drow.
Okay.
Let's raise an army. Head to Lockfort, raise an army, take the fight to the drow.
Hmm.
It's a good plan. I'm going to go start to work shaping wood into carts.
Okay. While you're doing that, do you want to go to the orphanage or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to look for Daniel?
Well, do we know that Daniel
is
missing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said he's going to the orphanage.
Yeah, I guess I'll go because I'm the only one who doesn't hate him right now. So I'll go.
I don't hate him.
I'm the only one he doesn't hate.
I just have a dislike for him.
Nah, he's... I'd like to go and look for Daniel.
Cool. Okay. I start helping with the preparation.
You wander out to the orphanage?
Because, like, if nothing else, he's...
Is this the first time you've been to the smoldering wreckage? I can't remember. Mm. Yes? Okay. So it's probably, like, a bit of a sad moment for you.
I'm avoiding it.
So it's, yeah, like I said, probably a bit of a sad moment for you coming across the remains. There's, like I said, there's pretty much nothing standing. Maybe like a tiny one wall, a tiny bit of one wall, like a corner that just was touched by flames but wasn't like burnt down.
Mm-hmm. That's
and you can see the chain like slung over the side of it like that, and it's embedded in the wall.
No. Yes,
facing away from you.
No,
what?
Do you walk around?
Yeah, I do.
Daniel has strung himself up with his chain.
Oh, no.
Is he just sitting there using it as a swing, Adam?
He's dead. He hung himself.
Whoa. Adam, I hate you.
What have I done? Adam, what? What are you doing, Adam?
What have I done?
Your punishment is nearly complete.
Nearly? That should be the final nail in the coffin. Why are you punishing us for Jackson?
What the fuck just happened? Done. Done. I'm out. Done.
Amazing. What the fuck? What is this game?
Okay.
I don't know
if you want to start this.
I don't even know what to say to you, Adam. I'm so mad. I just don't understand why you've done anything that you've done. This is no longer Zilly to the dead fucking corpse of Daniel. It's now straight up Ali to Adam motherfucking Crispy Treats. Go fuck yourself. I'm so done!
I'm still giving a rousing speech to the townsfolk.
I'm sitting there simmering. I'm still furious at what I think is an alive Daniel.
Fuck all this fuck.
Isn't it so much worse knowing that he's dead and still being like, my character is furious?
Yeah, like, Cassius, Jackson, am like, it wasn't worth, he shouldn't have. But Cassius is like, what a piece of fucking shit.
Also, how do the Huss Firma, Summer Bride, how do they view suicide out of curiosity?
Here's like a question.
Culturally.
Never thought we'd be asking. Culturally, how do the Huss fantasy Firmas. Nordic people deal with suicide?
Are Huss Firma Catholic?
The gods do not appreciate those who try to hurry their visit.
Are they like, whatever, he fell in dark times, what a sad thing, depression, whew, things.
Then or is it more like... They're not allowed to bury him in a graveyard. He'll probably just get like a water funeral or something like that.
Would
yeah, probably know this.
I'd like to take his body down, please.
Okay.
Oh, I don't want to. I'm so grossed
out
already.
It's super heavy.
I know this is all make-believe, but I'm so grossed out.
How are you going to take him down?
With the pure rage towards you, Adam, and sadness towards me.
Because he's 6 foot, like, 20.
Yeah, well,
but here's the thing, right? If I know what you've just told me, like, he's a friend, and we've been together a lot, so I'm not going to let them know that he'd commit suicide. I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Are you going to set it up like Drow killed him?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Right. Yeah.
Cool.
Look at his face.
Okay, how are you going to do it?
Well, I need to take his body down.
You have the bolts!
Oh my god! Oh, I do!
Don't get excited!
Just covering up a suicide! How can you not get excited, Adam?
Okay, you get the body down, yeah?
Yeah, okay. I'd like to stage his death.
Well, let's just hope there's no fucking Huss Firma CSI.
Huss Firma CSI. There's a Mitchell and Webb sketch, like Caveman CSI.
That's effectively what it would be.
Is it dark?
No, it's midday, wasn't it?
Because if I pull out the weapons,
around here it's dark more than it's light.
Yeah, what time is it roughly?
I think around midday, toward the end of midday, from memory.
Why do you need the exact time?
I was wondering because again, to the townsfolk. Because again, we'd probably want to leave.
After dark. It'd definitely be after.
We'd probably want to leave at
in the
first
morning.
Light.
It's after dark, like 2 p.m.
Good. No, that's what I need.
Oh wait, no, yeah, it's after dark because we fucking captured the drow and we came back again. Yeah.
Okay. So you stage
Before that happens, before I fail miserably because of the look on your face, the way I've staged this,
I was like, I looked up from the roll I made, which could be anything, and I saw Jackson's face, and I knew Jackson had gotten it, but then like you were still looking down at your paper, so I'm like, normal face,
clearly
so
that
Ali
didn't
doesn't
work.
See.
Give it away,
poker face, Adam, poker face. fucked up.
Anyway, I would like to just obviously I'll like take him down, however the fuck that works, and then
probably like you maybe go around the other side and you use like a big bit of wood to dislodge the chain.
Yeah.
So he just kind of drops.
Yeah. And I'd like to like his limp body, thanks to you, Adam. Salty at you. I'd like to just like sort of tell him that he was always like a great friend and he was always really supportive.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what you've done, Adam. and I'd like to say how much like our Tuesday, Thursday roast meant, and that I hope that he's in a better place and that we're going to try.
He was the only person
so
hard. Fuck, I got to tell his dad.
Yeah, that we're going to try.
No, we might think it was Drow.
That's true, we might. Let's hope it was Drow. Come on, Zilly, do good.
I know.
Well, okay. Superman does good.
I'm going to just sort of try and promise him that we're going to try and find Carl. We're going to try and, like, this war has done such terrible things, and I'm going to try and rectify it. And I know that you're such a good person that you wouldn't have done this in any other circumstance. And I'm sorry I have to desecrate your body, but I'm going to shoot you with elf arrows now and ask for a little bit of penance.
So do you have the hand crossbow as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does.
Okay, so you don't know how to use a hand crossbow.
Just use an arrow and just stab. What?
You could try if you want to. You don't know how to use a hand crossbow, but like it's just a body, so even without knowledge, you can pepper it with a couple crossbow bolts.
Mm-hmm.
You do that, and then what?
How heavy is he?
Super heavy.
How strong am I?
Super weak.
Well, let me do some quick
But you
here.
Look good while doing it, especially in that cloak.
I do, in my charisma cloak.
Super tasty.
Are you forgetting that Zilly's super hot?
Well, not hot, just charismatic. So, hey.
Super hot, is that it?
Also, if you're dragging it, just remember, you might want to cover up those tracks. Them CSI.
No, barely any of them are trappers.
You wouldn't know. We're illiterate, right?
But that's you would know. A trapper helped you make those traps. Remember?
I was just going to drag his body with me and be like, this is where I found him, so it doesn't really matter where he is.
Oh, you could always look at him to drag him, really.
Well, we'll search the town for drows that don't exist if you just take us back to the orphanage and you're like, look what they did to Daniel.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, how far are you going to have to drag him away if we...
Okay, you can drag him, but that's it. You can't pick him up.
Anyway, can I drag him such drag a way? I'm going to do a search for drow.
Okay, so you can lift him, but if you lift him, you can't lift him over your head. You just like, you know, lift him up to your chest and you're staggering around. You can't actually move properly.
I'd like to carry him in such a way that you can still clearly see the drow... bolts coming out.
You can drag him. You can't actually lift him and go anywhere.
That would be super
easy. You could drag him like this with the front.
How far away am I from
the orphanage to the town center?
You're in the orphanage, in the remains of it.
If
you scream loud enough, they'd hear you, yeah.
Okay, I'd like to do that. I'd like very emotionally scream and lots of nose.
Then you can just hold him.
Yes, that's what I'm doing. Good. Hold him and lots of tears because they're long.
You're screaming for a while.
Oh, wow.
Before finally...
Oh, wait. I should have just sent Wesley. Can I send Wesley as a messenger? Oh, no, you've already done
it. It's already happened.
It's fine.
Wesley can come too.
I think you scream, you wait.
Well,
no one's coming.
To be fair, you could send Wesley off now because they really haven't noticed you much.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of a rousing speech.
Exactly. Rousing
you send
speech.
Wesley off.
I'd like to
Who are you going to send them find?
I've got... a spell for this. It's
you could just send Wesley.
No.
What's that, boy? What's that, Wesley?
Oh, no, that's not.
Zilly's down a well?
Zilly's fall in the well?
I'd like
Zilly
to send,
fell in a drow?
I'd like to send Wesley across to Cassius because Cassius can talk to animals and then be like, Wesley, you got to get Cassius. You got to tell him what's going on. Please leave out the bit where we staged the
murder. Wesley's complicit. Wesley's an accomplice.
I would like to
Wesley's
explain.
Wesley's going to judge you.
I'd like to explain to Wesley that this is the best option and to please.
Roger Dodger.
As you wish.
No, we say
no, that's
Roger
me,
Dodger.
Ali, saying
Fine,
Roger Dodger.
Sorry,
no, Wesley doesn't say anything. Wesley just like looks at the body, looks at you, doesn't say anything.
Hello.
Wesley goes.
Wesley's going to have to keep a secret. Or you're going to have to kill him too.
I'm not killing Wesley.
As he walks away, your hand brushes that hand crossbow, Ali.
Sorry.
As Wesley runs away, you're like, he's complicit, and your hand brushes that crossbow.
No, it doesn't.
Oh no, what are you going to do with the crossbow?
What am I going to do?
It's on your person.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, because they're going to fucking CSI that shit, and they're going to be like, these bolts fired from this hand crossbow.
That's true.
Yeah, just put the crossbow back in my bag. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Whatever.
It's fine.
Anyway, Wesley, what are you doing again, Cassius?
I'm just standing there whilst he gives a rousing speech.
Wesley, like, finds you in the crowd and, like, tugs at your leg.
What do you need, Wesley? Of course, talk to animals.
Wesley's here. Trying to get your attention. Zilly isn't here. Do you actually need to know? Do you actually need
Fine. What?
So you... Okay, you cast a spell. Okay, Wesley looks up at you and says, Zilly needs you. It's Daniel.
I don't fucking care about Daniel.
Oh, you're gonna regret that.
Zilly needs you.
You love me?
Show me
you
the
love
way,
me, Cassius?
Wesley.
Do I notice?
You're in the middle of a rousing speech.
Maybe.
Hus Furmans, we have gone through some hardships. Lost our mother figure.
You just see that Cassius at some point, like, leaves.
It's...
You don't know where Cassius has gone to or, like, why Cassius left, but you just see Cassius walk away.
All right. I think I'll still keep in my, like, little thing to be like, because it's nighttime now, isn't it? Because,
it's your nighttime.
It's our nighttime.
Don't make me think of this.
I think I'll just kind of, like, the rousing speech was to...
Your speech continues to be rousing.
Oh, yes! To be like, we're going to go to what's Lockfort. It called? Lockfort, and we're going to be like, go there, then we're going to send a war party out. We're going to fuck this drow up.
These people are never, well, not for a long time. These people are not for a long time going to cheer or be happy, but they're, like, determined to, you know, survive.
They're pumped?
So I want to, like...
They're pumped?
I wouldn't call them pumped.
I call them pumped.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Well, we'll see how they feel after they realize what you did.
How long is my rousing speech going until I, like, when Cassius buggers off?
Well,
like, do I wrap it up and follow Cassius, or am I like in the middle of it being like, oh, I can't move. I'll keep going.
Your speech was so good that they want you to organize it.
All right. So I'm like, all right. So then I'm going to grab...
Like, I just want to... They're like, well, how are we going to do this? You're like, okay, well...
Okay. So grab Bertram and be like, right, this is our plan.
Waiting for a lull, but it didn't happen.
You just coughed in the middle. It's fine.
All right. So you go to Bertram and be like, right, this is our plan of attack tomorrow. We need to rest tonight. And then
first light,
fully stock up.
I'm going to say start planning with Bertram.
Yeah. I'll follow.
No, you do pretty well.
All right.
Sick.
People are going to live.
We go south.
We're going to go to the pole.
And then point to the east.
You're like 100% confident that everyone is going to make it out just fine. Audience can't see me crossing my fingers.
I thought you were just telling Jackson and I and not telling Zelda. Like, nah, I'm a boy.
Anyway,
he just saves him from burn wounds. I'd already written this whole town off. Adam, why?
All right, I'll follow Wesley.
Okay. Yeah, Wesley leads you to what is obviously the orphanage.
Yep.
You get there, you see Zilly, and you see Daniel. She's standing over Daniel.
No, I'm sitting. He's got with him. I'm holding.
No, you're holding.
Oh, you're holding
him.
His.
I'm holding him.
Okay,
cradling
she's
dead. Boy.
Zilly is cradling Daniel. Daniel has like a couple black shafted bolts.
I like to just
into him.
Like run as fast as my little dwarf legs can carry me up to Daniel.
You get there. Yep. Okay. I just kneel down next to him.
Like, you roll? Feel his body. Is he alive? Like, can I tell that he's dead?
His body is cold. He's been dead for a while.
I'd like to just like give, like, I can't even talk. I'm speechless at this. I look you in the eye like, what?
This fucking town. Whoever is the god of this world is heartless, Adam.
Cassius?
Yeah?
So you're like, where are you? Like, Zilly is cradling him?
If Zilly's cradling him, I've like knelt down so that I'm like level with Zilly.
You're like looking at his body and at his wounds. The wounds around his neck are very different to the wounds made by the bolts. You like look up, you see his chain. His chain is covered in blood. One end of his chain is covered in blood.
Here's what happened.
You fucked up this CSI.
Cassius is a one-woman CSI!
Cassius, when
this?
I got here, the drow must have killed him and then humiliated him by hanging him from his chain. And I couldn't leave him there like that. I had to take him down. I couldn't leave him. It's too humiliating. He's lost so much in this war. I don't know what to do.
Her voice breaks, her eyes dilate. She's lying.
Adam, go fuck yourself! You make me so mad!
Is that a new surname, guys? Adam, go fuck yourself.
Chompers.
I'd like to put my hand on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Zilly.
Yes.
What happened here?
That's what happened.
Zilly, don't
you
lie
to me. You don't get a new bluff check, Allie.
Don't you lie to me, Zilly. What happened here?
I'd like to look at Wesley and see what Wesley thinks.
Wesley.
Make a decision, Allie.
Wesley just shrugs his shoulders.
I'll take that as affirmation. I'd like to use charm person.
What the fuck is this?
I'm doing this for Daniel. You fucked him around. You're the one who's acting with
know.
Him. Well, I don't know. You're right. I don't have any idea.
You broke this fucking word. Motherfucker.
I'm doing this for a good cause, Jackson B. Bailey.
Okay. So, Zilly casts a spell. Cassius, nothing happens.
Oh, poo.
You just know she cast the spell. Zilly, you know the spell didn't work.
What are you doing, Zilly?
I was trying.
Wesley's like behind Cassia's back. Wesley's like making fucking. What do you call this?
Like
around your throat, like the hand kind of like, the, cut it out, cut it out.
Yeah,
cut
like.
Out,
cut it
out. Oh, I've got an empathetic link with Wesley, don't I?
Yeah.
I like to tell him, killing Cassia's
in his what? Mind. In your mind, he's just telepathically communicating.
What are you doing?
I just,
Zilly.
I tried to.
What happened
you?
Here, Zilly?
Wesley says, go full hog.
What does that mean?
Go whole hog. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
You and Wesley, you're one of the same.
I was going to be like, just tell the truth. Allie, the truth will set you free.
No, it won't.
Nah, very true. This whole party is built on lies.
Okay, Cassius, you're charmed.
Yes. Sorry.
So the drow did this.
Who else?
You consider everything Allie says in the best possible light.
Okay.
How else? Who would have done this? Who would have done this? They're the ones who humiliate us.
From this point forwards until the end of the spell, you consider everything, I guess, that she's telling the truth. Although, when the spell ends, you can revisit these memories.
Yeah, I will.
Oh dear. I'm going to get thrown in the lake.
I'd like to like get my fists ready and search the area.
You stay here, Zilly, with the body.
Cassius,
they can't be that far away.
Cassius, I think you should maybe... Like, he was here for a while.
Then they're somewhere beyond the town. They can't have gone that far.
You need to
I was
help
chatting
me
to him just
an hour ago.
Just still, then they can't be that far away. I'm gonna head off.
I'm gonna
start searching the area.
You should probably
no,
walk.
You can't. Stop doing that.
You find no sign of drow.
Right, let's go. We're gonna go. Help me carry him back to the town.
Add that to the memory bank.
Yep. All right.
No sign.
All right. I'll help you carry him. You're right. Yeah, we've got to get him into town.
Let's go.
We got to tell Edric and. I pick him up by his leg.
Do you take his chain as well?
I am so fucked. Yes.
Okay.
Do you know the
No!
Call?
Maybe.
Those are the three potential things that...
Do I take his chain? Yes. No, I said yes to begin with. Yes, I will.
Hang on. Can you flip your character sheet over to where Wesley is?
Okay. Ooh, what?
Companion?
What are you going to do to Wesley? All right.
Don't
yeah,
fucking
no,
worry.
Got it.
It's int. Int. One of his stats is int for intelligence.
Eight?
Okay. Mm,
yeah.
So what did you say?
He said yes.
Okay, you're taking the chain.
Yeah. Adam.
Yes?
I'd like to carry Daniel's, help carry Daniel's body back to the town.
Okay, between the two of you, you can easily carry Daniel.
The whole way back, I'm like, I broke his jaw. I broke his jaw.
You maybe like drape the chain.
Jaw still, jaw still broken?
No.
I got like that purple bruising.
I threw the wand at him, remember?
Oh, no. Yeah. It's got that purple bruising.
He didn't use the wand.
Oh,
he felt like he deserved
what?
It.
I'd like to Where's ask Cassius. Where's the wand?
Probably in the snow somewhere.
Pick up the wand for strategic reasons, not for roleplay reasons.
I haven't. She's told how I'm going to take it in.
I didn't
okay,
know it
so Bertram is... Edric, Bertram is like... You and Bertram are hashing out details of like who's going to be going on what carts, that sort of stuff. When one of the like remaining town guards comes over and says, sir, there's a... Zilly and Cassius are coming back. I think they have Daniel, and I think he's hurt.
Bertram, keep hashing this out. I'll be right back.
What?
Hashing it out.
It's fine.
That's a word?
That's a phrase?
That's a thing.
I think I said it as well, but it just made me laugh when you said it. Hash is drugs.
Oh, Adam.
You are right, though. It is drugs.
It is. Correct. I would revert to drugs as well.
You keep hashing this out. I'll be right back. I
you chuff on off? Yeah, the guard like takes you to where he saw him. Yeah, you guys meet up.
On the way, I'd like to ask Cassius what the fuck's going on. Like, why are you muttering about breaking someone's jaw?
I just want to like, well, yeah, no, you've charmed me.
You don't have to tell her this.
I'll just be like,
you consider her a friend, but you already did, and you might not have told her then.
Me and Daniel had an altercation.
All right, is that why he went off by himself?
I don't know.
Now you're going to find out why he... Oh, this is all just falling apart.
I don't know, Zilly. I don't know.
So Edric arrives on scene.
I'm squeaking in the corner. Go on.
What do I see, Adam?
They're carrying Daniel between them. Mm-hmm. Daniel, like, is... He's got, you know, he's very limp, so he's quite obviously dead. His head is, like, leaned back at an odd angle. And he's got, like... shafts from drow bolts on him.
The drow.
I just drop. I drop to the floor. I drop the hammer. I just drop to my knees. This is it. This is take. This is like, I just like, fuck. Just,
must have
just fuck. Just god damn it. I'm like muttering about Carl. I'm muttering about like, I didn't, this is why I didn't want him. What happened? What happened? What happened?
I'd like to explain better than what I did.
Well, you're pretty distraught, Zilly.
Yeah, well, that's why.
And because of your distraught nature, Edric does not believe it either.
I'd like to use charm person, Adam.
How many castings do you have left?
The guard is...
you're right. All right. No.
The guard is right the guard there.
Hang on. So you just had the drow?
Oh, he's like standing a little away.
You could probably get away with it.
Hang on.
Do you have still spell or silent spell? Yeah, I think you do.
Look at your feats, because you might have the one that...
You're right.
Let me react before you start using magic on you, some spell. Bitch.
Yeah.
I would like to use whatever feat you said was most useful.
I think silent spell.
I got silent spell.
You haven't even let me... You don't even know that I know you're lying yet. Just want to...
Oh, yes, just, true. I can. I'll keep that in the back pocket.
Keep that in the brain box.
The back burner.
The drow.
I look at Cassius. So what's the drow?
The drow.
Do I think Cassius is lying?
Edric. They shot him full of arrows and they strung
Cassius
him up.
Cassius seems on the level.
Oh,
actually.
This
is an interesting roll. So a sense motive roll of 25 allows you to determine whether or not someone has been charmed.
Whoopsie.
Oh boy.
No. Gosh, no. To be honest, looking at your sense motive score, you actually physically couldn't tell.
I kind of give Zilly a quizzical look and then just go to the guard. Tell Bertram we need a search party.
Oh, fuck. I think they're
the guard shoves off. You guys are probably outside the wall right now, so now's the time, Zilly.
Do you really think...
Cassius?
Yeah.
Can you...
Hey, buddy. Hi. Hiya.
Give us some... Give us a moment. Just, I need you to go. Actually, can you go with? Yeah, before can I say, yeah, tell him to go to with the guard. He's like, organize a search party.
Okay.
Cassius, can you tell what happened?
For sure.
Cool.
Are you so intending on getting yourself alone with Zilly?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'll go sort the search party out.
I'm in so much trouble.
I'd like to
actually, Zilly, you. As far as you're aware right now...
He believes me?
Yeah, as far as you're aware, he believes you.
I put, like, my hand on Daniel, like, just for a moment, to have, like, a moment with him and be like, I'm so sorry, and go join the search party.
I'd like to fall into Edric's arms.
Oh, I'm getting the vapors!
Okay, you catch her, right?
Yeah, I kind of give
her I'd like to distressingly emphasize how humiliating it was to find the drow had put him in such a humiliating thing, and I couldn't deal with it, so I had to take him down.
Yes, another sweet Goodwill Hunting moment! It's not your fault. God, love that. I basically say I'm sorry that you've had to live through this.
Where are you looking?
I'm looking, so she's facing me. Daniel's
she's fallen into your arms, yeah?
Daniel's behind us. I'm looking at Daniel, and I'm telling Zilly, it's okay, I'm so sorry this happened. This is
you
why,
know what happened.
This is why I didn't...
Edric, you give one look at him, you know those marks on his neck.
This
you
is
know
why
what happened.
I didn't want you guys to do this.
We made such terrible mistakes. I couldn't leave him there. I'm so fucked.
Does Cassius know what you've done?
What? What do you mean?
Does Cassius know what you've done?
What I didn't do
Zilly,
anything.
Cut. Does Cassius know what you've done?
I would like to break down now, please. In the
for
weight
for real, or the, you pretend?
No, for real. In the weight of the burden of what I tried to do.
Yep, Zilly starts crying. I'm not going to get you to roll sense motive.
I explain everything. I explain about how, like, we know that if people knew he commits suicide,
I wouldn't be able to
bury him. And I told Cassius that she was very distraught, so I may have tried to calm her down. Maybe a little bit. I panicked, all right? I'm not ready for this, Edric. Hold me. I'm so sad and so confused. I hate this world. I hate it. This season can go fuck itself.
The season being winter.
well done.
I just, yeah, keep comforting you, and it's like, it'll be okay, Cassius. Okay.
You've got to back me up. We okay. can't let the town know that it wasn't the drow, because you know what will happen.
I know. Fucking coward. I know.
Do you know what I'm going to do? Like, do you know how hard it's going to be for me to cope when I come out of this charm and I'm like, Daniel killed himself. My friend killed himself. My other friend betrayed me and charmed me, treated me like I wasn't mature enough to understand. And then my other friend went along with her. It's going to be bad.
On the bright side, you still aren't making your roll to know that she charmed you.
Yeah, good.
I'd also like to ask Edric if maybe we should tell Cassius together.
I'm going to point, first off, never charm her again. Right. Do not charm any, like...
I mean, honestly, it's the first time Zilly. I used that spell, so... Oh, second time I used it on
you,
that elf.
No, you fucking pushed it too far now.
I used it on the elf.
Oh, this is something you might want to come back to later, Edric.
Yeah?
You're like, put a pin in that.
Okay. Is it just?
Zilly, this is why Husfermans don't like magic. Zilly.
What was I meant to do?
Look,
you
I'm not
there.
Zilly,
I'm
understand.
In so much trouble.
I understand. We can't let the townsfolk.
Cassius
you're right.
and the guard are coming back.
Okay.
How'd the search
we'll,
party go?
We'll deal
with out there searching.
No, you're coming back with the search
like,
party.
We'll deal with this soon. Hang on. I kind of reach into my backpack and grab that orb that of that Mister gave us. Because I mean, time of need. Dead Daniel. It's a pretty good time of need.
Every now and then, in the smoky orb, you see like a like thunderclouds.
The storms.
It's like a storm is brewing inside of it.
What the fuck?
I have no idea what that means.
You're still... you're the only one holding it?
I give it a...
She's the one in the time
I give it to you give it to me.
Put it on, like, Daniel's face.
Nothing. Open his mouth, slide it in.
Point and click adventure.
I die at the close. I open at the close. What the fuck am
I? Just
pass
give,
to me and sunflowers come up.
To,
go on.
To Zilly.
But what happens when Zilly takes the orb? And what could storm clouds mean? Find out next time on Husfirma Pride, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.